For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. In that the NFL season is underway, let's talk a little sports. But this is not your typical newscast.
My name is Steve Fox, and I'm the Director of Government Relations for the Marijuana Policy Project. And MPP is the nation's largest organization dedicated to reforming marijuana laws. And we lobby in Congress and in the states.
Now, Steve, of late there's been some news stories that Ricky Williams, the NFL running back, may want to try to get back into the league, but what's your take on that situation?
Well, our take on that situation is that he never should have been pushed out of the league in the first place. The fact that they drug test their players and will actually suspend them or give them huge fines for the use of marijuana just seems completely irrational. While people should be subject to the laws, and we hope to change those laws, someone shouldn't have their livelihood taken away because they choose to smoke marijuana instead of alcohol, which is far more dangerous.
What could be the reason for which they want to ban its use and ban players who may make use of it? It certainly hasn't harmed his career, has it?
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to. But certainly people are not prohibited from using alcohol during the season, and there aren't arguments about whether that improves someone's ability or not. It's just, it's not a consideration. What the NFL seems to be following is the same sort of illogical myth that the government is following, that marijuana is some sort of incredibly dangerous and addictive drug that needs to be banned at all costs. I mean, that's what the government is doing, and the NFL is simply following the government's lead. If marijuana were regulated like alcohol and responsible adults were allowed to use it, then the NFL would not be suspending people for smoking marijuana. So it's really the government that's causing the problem, but certainly the NFL isn't being forced to follow the government's lead. But I believe that the NBA is a little more lenient with respect to marijuana use.
It's certainly not like Ricky Williams came to practice stoned, that he went to game stoned. It's not any allegations of that sort, is it?
As far as I understand, he just uses it to relax or, as he said, perhaps even for medical reasons, to treat his anxiety disorder, but not while he's playing. It's just far too brutal a sport, and you want to be on your toes the whole time.
To learn more, visit mpp.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.